Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Stars and planets flung in orbit, galaxies that swirl through space, powers hid within the atom cells that form an infant's face. These, O God, in silence praise you, by your wisdom they are made. Skies adorned with sunset splendor, silent peaks in calm repose, golden fields awaiting harvest, foaming surf and fragrant rose, earth her bounty clothed with beauty echoes all creation's praise. Life in wondrous wild profusion, seed and fruit each flower and tree, beast and fish and swarming insect, soaring bird rejoicing free. These your creatures join in chorus, praising you in wordless song. Humankind, earth's deepest mystery, born of dust but touched by grace, torn apart by tongue and color, yet a single striving race. We in whom you trace your image, add our words to nature's song. Gracious God, we bring before you gifts of human life alone, truth that throbs through song and story, visions caught in paint and stone. These, O God, we gladly offer gifts to praise the giver's name. Christ, the Word before creation, as creation's final goal, once you came for earth's redemption, by your Spirit make earth whole. Then, O God, the new creation will your praise forever sing. You will show me the path of life. You will give me the fullness of joy. In your presence forever. Protect me, God, I turn to you for help. I profess you are my love, my greatest good. I once put trust in false gods, the idols of the land. Now I make no offerings to them, nor do I invoke their names. Those who chase after them simply add grief to their grief. Adonai, you are my portion and cup, the shape of my future. You mark off the best place for me to enjoy my place on the earth. I bless God who teaches me, who even at night directs my heart. I am sure that God is right here beside me. I can never be shaken. And so my heart rejoices, my body thrills with life, my whole being rests securely. You will not abandon me to Sheol, nor send your faithful one down to death. You show me the road to life, boundless joy as your companion forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You will show me the path of life. You will give me the fullness of joy. in your presence forever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Let me now sing of my friend's song concerning his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He spaded it, cleared it of stones, and planted the choicest vines. Within it he built a watchtower and hewed out a winepress. Then he looked for the crop of grapes, but what it yielded was wild grapes. Thanks be to God.
Behold, the vineyard of Adonai is the house of Israel. Behold, the vineyard of Adonai is the house of Israel. Look down, Adonai, and see. Visit this vine and protect it. Behold, the vineyard of Adonai is the house of Israel. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the Holy Breath of love. Behold, the vineyard of Adonai is the house of Israel. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. It is the work of Adonai, and it is wonderful. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. It is the work of Adonai, and it is wonderful.
That we may be without anxiety, but with prayer and thanksgiving, make our requests known to you. Hear us, O God. That we may seek whatever is true, honorable, and just. Hear us, O God. That we may delight in whatever is pure, lovely, or gracious. Hear us, O God. That we may set our minds and hearts on excellence and on anything worthy of praise. Hear us, O God. That we may be faithful to what we have learned and the traditions we have received from Jesus and the saints. Hear us, O God.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator and sustainer of this wondrous universe, you fill the earth with bounty to satisfy the needs of all creatures and invite them to participate in your creative process. Open our eyes and hearts to see the intrinsic good in all things, lest we reject the very stone needed to connect the structures of your reign on earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary.